appointment today. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass come on. I was just thinking about yesterday. The afternoon broadcast, I put some Bliss on, you know, and I overdid it. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Of course, Vincent. I'm always blissed just talking to you.
Seriously, Dr. Shealy. Well, it is. It really is. And yesterday, I was talking about Greg Burrison. He's the city manager of Springfield, Missouri. And of course, we want to throw him out. And so I give out his phone number. And I thought, you know, before the broadcast, let me just try a little bit more Bliss. Just a little bit. Oh, man. I must be very sensitive to this, Dr. Shealy, because I could not get the opening of the broadcast. I was hysterical. But I was thinking about all kinds of good stuff, you know, getting Greg Burris out of his seat, saving the city of Springfield $200,000 on his salary, saving the city of Springfield $200,000 on the fluoride that they're poisoning us with. And so I was all excited, and to the Bliss, and geez, what a great combination. And that would lift anybody's mood, you know? Broadcasting live 2 hours this morning right here on Genesis Communication and Network. And Dave is producing the broadcast. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about hair transplants. And, you know, back in the 70s, a lot of men were, you know, looking at how they could put more hair on top of their heads. And then I was... Yeah, and then I was reading an article this morning about a woman who plucked out her eyebrows, and of course now I'm thinking, if you do that, if you pluck out the hair, the roots, does hair grow back?
Not likely.
Yeah, yeah. So when someone plucks out their eyebrows, that's a problem because it's not going to come back.
Yeah.
Well, so if we do that. Oh, well, here's what this gal did. She transplanted or had transplanted hairs from the top of her head into her eyebrows, and now and now she has to cut her eyebrows once a week because.
Tough sucks. Being stupid does not help.
Well, and then of course, when you say that. I'm thinking about this company, this real estate company. I wanted to post it on the website. I didn't have time to do it this morning. But this company says, hey, if you'll put our logo on your body, if you'll brand yourself with our logo, our real estate corporate logo, we'll give you a 15% raise. You know, I was thinking, when I was at the banks, you know, the three of these banks that I worked for, if any of those guys ever said to me, I'll tell you what, you put our logo on your body, you know, on your arm, on your forehead, behind your ear, on your neck, on your back, on your stomach, your chest, on my ankles or calves or thighs, I'd tell them to take a hike.
I'd tell them to see a psychiatrist. That's the worst insult you can give anybody, in my opinion. Since the psychiatrists are crazier than the patients. But
you know, I've got to agree with you. Did I ever tell you the story about freshman psychology 101?
No, but I'll share mine of psychiatry.
Let's go with yours.
000.
Well, let's go with yours first. Do you have one?
Oh, no. You go first. You say.
Okay. I was at the university, and I was a freshman back in the 70s. And so, you know, one of the core courses, you can take the core or you can take some electives. So I took Psychology 101, and I thought, as I sat there, I thought, you know what? I really think everybody in the class, except me, is in there for self-diagnosis. I thought they were trying to learn what's wrong with themselves. And it was, you know, the more time I spent there, the more I realized that. Well, it just so happened that I decided that if I was going to go to college, I'd better sit in the front so I was less distracted in all of my classes. And it would force me to pay more attention. And maybe I could do a little bit better in terms of grades. So I happened to sit in the front row, second seat from the left where the window was. And it just so happens that this really, really, really pretty girl sat next to me. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And these were the days of the miniskirts, you know. And so we had this very nerdy psychology instructor. And, I mean, really nerdy. And he could have given Bill Gates a run for his money. He really could have. So this guy was teaching us about conditioned response. And this girl that sat next to me, we had these chairs that had the fold-up writing platform. So you could just reach down with your right hand and bring in this writing platform up and lock it into place and put your notebook on there and take your notes. Well, what she did was she had a three-ring notebook, and she'd keep it on her lap. And what she was learning, all of us were learning about conditioned response. So when the professor was, or not the professor, when this instructor was right in front of her, she would have this notebook on her lap. And when he walked to the far side of the room, as far away from her as he could get, she would take the notebook off her lap and just show him a little bit of her legs. He'd come running over. He'd come running over. To make sure he got as much of a view as he could, and as he would approach her, she would put her notebook on her lap. So his best deal was to stay in the far corner of the room, and she trained him how to do that. So what I'm saying is that was Psych 101. So that's what she did, and she actually proved that you could condition a person to the response that you want. And so she trained him by, having her notebook off her lap where he could see as much of her legs as she would allow if he stayed in the corner.
Oh, God.
So that was Psychology 101 at the university where I was. So do you have a story you'd like to share with us about?
At Duke University Medical School, we had a semester course in psychiatry. It was by far the worst course I've ever taken anywhere at any time in life. In fact, we spent all but 1 week of the entire semester with Dr. Cohen asking us to define for him what is disease. Finally, one of my classmates said, "Dr. Cohen, if we ever define disease to your satisfaction, what the hell are you going to do with it?" And the class broke up, of course.
Yep.
So the final exam comes along, and they list, among other things, five characteristics of a good psychiatrist. I wrote crazy as hell five times. I was called in. They threatened to flunk me. And I said, "Would you like to have me in this blank course again next year?" They're flunking me.
So you've been a troublemaker for a long time.
I would guess that's about five, maybe before.
Dr. Shuley, have you ever gotten any bad grades in any of your classes?
No.
And that's really interesting because I've been talking to a lot of our instructors, and what I found out is many of us have had problems in class. We've had problems in class where you know, we had ants in our pants. We were disruptive. We were thinking at a faster rate than the class was being taught, and a lot of us were bored. And for example, I didn't do very well in some of my elementary school classes. I had trouble reading. I was dyslexic. But in terms of other subjects like science, I really enjoyed science and did well in science. But some of my other subjects, I really wasn't that interested in and had trouble reading. So I was just wondering if that's a trait that fits a lot of us at USA Prepares. And that was my thought. Is that something that fits us?
No, I've always done well.
Yeah, I can't say I did. I did well in subjects I loved. I did well, but in subjects that I didn't do, like for example, French. When I studied in high school, French, the international language. That's the language we're all going to speak one day. I guess we were wrong about that. I did not do well in French. I probably should have taken Spanish. Okay, so hair is if we have a if we pull out our hair, it's just not going to grow back. And
I still think that the education system when I grew up was far better than it is today.
Oh yeah, yeah. I absolutely agree with you. And I remember being in Virginia at one of our customers. We had a computer company, and we did a lot of consulting for businesses, and we helped them design their automation, and we helped them with the computers to help them automate electronically. And one of our customers was a machine shop in Virginia, and they would build custom devices out of metal. And they were telling me that the students were getting dumber. Even in the 90s, they noticed that they were getting dumber and dumber. And one of the things that they would do is, a guy would graduate high school and then show up and say, "Hey, you got a job for me?" And they'd hand him a ruler, and they'd ask him to point to a specific length on that ruler. And that was the end of the interview right there. So many young people can't read a ruler. It's unbelievable. But they want to get a job in a machine shop. Dr. Norman Shealy, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I always have a lot of fun with Dr. Norman Shealy. And tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Dr. Shealy is going to be broadcasting live from the Doubletree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri. And I'm going to be sitting right next to him. And Dan Swindell is going to be with us, another one of our instructors. And we are going to have an absolute blast. And then, and that's from starting at the 2 o'clock hour and the 3 o'clock hour. And then at 6:30, the doors are going to open and... If you'd like to attend the seminar where Dr. Shealy is going to be talking about the Kiani line of products and his results and what happens when you take Kiani Nitro Extreme and some of the other products, you can learn about that tomorrow at, well, it's 7 o'clock, but the doors open at 6:30. And if you'd like to watch us and see how well organized we are when we broadcast... you can do that at 2 o'clock at the Doubletree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri, for the 2 o'clock hour and the 3 o'clock hour. Dr. Shealy, you know, you mentioned education. And I, when I was getting dressed this morning, I opened the closet and I saw a shirt. When I was teaching high school back in Virginia in the 1990s, 1993 specifically, I purchased shirts for every one of my students, and I wanted them to wear a uniform in public school. And if I wanted them to do that, I had to buy them. So I bought all 60 of my students' shirts, and I had them embroidered with a logo for our class. And I took out that shirt this morning, and I'm wearing it right here in the studio. And here's the point. The point is, I haven't gained any height or width since 1993. This shirt fits me just as well as it did back then. And I can't say that that's true for everybody I know. Now, the question is, why? Why is it that I have not gained in girth since 1993. As a matter of fact, on Monday, I was wearing a blue blazer, the same exact blue blazer that I wore when I worked for one of the banks. And that still fits me the same as it did in 1985. So I haven't gained any weight or height since then. Why is that that I haven't and so many others have?
Because you got about a billion times more common sense than the average person. Not only the original survival economist, the original Vince.
Well, seriously, I have not. Literally, I am within 8 pounds of my high school weight. And, you know, I was a little thinner then, but, I really haven't gained weight. Is it because of my lifestyle? Dr. Shirley, I mean, you kind of know what I do. I'm out here on the farm and I'm go, go, go. Is it because, I don't eat junk? Is it because I don't swing by McDonald's and Burger King and Arby's and Dairy Queen and all that? Or is it because I hardly eat out at restaurants, or because I don't drink much fluoride in the water, or is it all that stuff?
All the above. All the above. Yeah. That's the common sense part.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
face it. And you have it. Only 3% of Americans have common sense.
Wow. Wow, we're in trouble. And they all get to vote, huh?
Unfortunately, yes. I think maybe only those people who don't smoke, mm-hmm. who aren't fat, mm-hmm. who eat right, and who exercise a minimum, and that's like just breathing, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, should be allowed to vote.
You know, that's really a good point. We have people who work for a living, and we have people who vote for a living. And, you know, when it comes time to vote, even though I try to stay on top of these things, it's almost impossible to know who the candidates really are for real. I mean, you can hear the managed media's message about the candidates, but what they really stand for, that's really hard. It's really hard to determine that. So we need to spend more time watching the candidates, and we need to spend more time pointing them out. If they lie, we need to really expose them. And that's what we're going to do to Greg Burris and City Council in Springfield. We're going to pick them off one at a time, figuratively. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy, I was at the Division of Motor Vehicles yesterday with Mrs. Fennelli, and we were getting tags renewed on one of our vehicles. And there was a discussion in the background about, are you still on chemo? Uh-huh. And what I'm getting at is I am hearing more of these background discussions about families with cancers of all kinds. I have a feeling that the incidence of cancer is way, way higher than we may think it is. You know, we know of people and in our circle of friends and family who have cancer. It seems to be in every family, but I have a feeling it's far more prevalent than we may think. Do you think that's possible? That
there are certain specific ones that we know have increased. Leukemia and brain cancer particularly.
Now, are you linking brain cancer to anything specific?
Well, I have to believe that it is probably cell phones and other such technology.
Yeah. Well, I can't see how it can't. You know, Johnny Cochran, O.J. Simpson's lawyer, died of brain cancer. Ted Kennedy died of brain cancer. And if you see pictures of those guys, they had the cell phone, you know, implanted in their ear, like, a lot. And they were on the cell phones a lot. And the first thing I thought of when the reports came out that, you know, they had brain cancer was the cell phone. I mean,
yeah.
It seems like a 100% correlation to cell phones and brain cancer. And so I was wondering about some of the other cancers, but it really seems that it's wiping us out, Dr. Shealy. It's wiping out so many of us.
Well, I mean, again, it goes back to the same thing we were talking about a little while ago, common sense. As early as the late 1970s, John Knowles wrote an article called Responsibility of the Individual. And he said, 99% of people are born healthy and become unhealthy because of human misbehavior. And so even then, 30-plus years ago, we knew that cancer was partially the result of human behavior. What you eat, what you don't eat, how you exercise or don't exercise, exposure to pollution, you know, all these things add up. You can only wallow in manure or toxins for so long before it catches up with you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Vince,
yeah.
I should have sent you a copy of this. You know that I've been exploring for the last almost 7 years the possibility of regrowing telomeres, the tips of our DNA,
mm-hmm.
using something I call the Rejuvimatrix, which is exposure to human DNA frequency 30 minutes a day. My telomeres in 6.8 years of time have grown 19.2%. That is, they're 19.2% larger than they were almost 7 years ago. Instead of being an average of 6.8% shorter, which would be the normal trend.
Are you talking about a 25% improvement?
Well, that's right. If you add the two together, it's over 25%, yes.
Now,
that ain't bad, son.
You know, Dr. Shealy, I'm about 20 years younger than you. And if we're going to have a race, you're going to have to give me a head start.
No, never.
Seriously, you have a lot of energy and you're doing a lot of things right. And I was thinking about vitamins. Why, when I go to my doctor, which is very rare, once a year if I remember, to go visit him, he asked me, how you doing? Okay, and that's it. I mean, see you next year, if I remember. But, I ask him, is there anything I should be doing differently? And it's always the same. No. Should I be taking any vitamins? No. Any supplements? No.
Well, because I travel so much, I do take a lot of supplements.
Uh-huh.
I always, if I lived on this farm and grew all of my food and didn't travel a lot, I don't think I would need them. But because I do travel 60 or more days a year, exposed to a huge amount of pollution and all kinds of other things, I do take a lot of supplements.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I have all my life.
Mm-hmm. I have two. And one of the things that I take that I don't hear discussed very often is cod liver oil. How do you feel about that? I mean, other than the taste.
Well, I don't do it because I don't like the taste. But I take vitamin D3, as you well know. And you do take some vitamin D3.
I surely do.
Once a week?
Yeah, 50,000 units. Yep.
And so, I mean, I think everybody ought to do that, because unless we spent, you know, 10 hours a day outside in the sun naked, I don't think we could possibly make enough vitamin D.
Okay, well, I was out, you know, as it's warming up, I take walks with Mrs. Finelli, and what's really kind of neat, you know, we walk on the farm, we check on the cows, and, you know, in the winter we'll hop on a four-wheeler because it's just so darn cold, but in the summer we'll take that mile walk and go out and check the cows. And here's what's really neat. And when we start to go on the walk, one of the dogs will see us, and then one of the other dogs will see that dog, and then they'll all join in. And then the cats, you know, go, hey, what about us? It's like, I've never seen anything like this, Dr. Shuey. The cats, the dogs, we all walk together.
Yeah, some of us, love it.
And some of them drop off, and they go, not the cows. I mean, that's way too far, but for the cats. But I think it's really fascinating that cats and dogs and the chickens, and they all kind of, they live in harmony.
Yeah.
And they don't have a problem with each other. And they get along. And I love taking a walk with the animals. And, you know, it's very relaxing. And I think that people who don't have a dog or a cat ought to consider getting one, because I really think that it helps you relax. You look at their lifestyle, and it kind of calms us down. I think it's important to have an animal. And I'd like to think that people who have them live longer and healthier than those who don't have them.
I just got, by the way, I looked it up while we were talking on the Internet. For males, 1930 to 2008, they've got the cancer death rate. Adjusted, mm-hmm. age adjusted from 1930 up. And the range back in 1930 for most cancers, like leukemia, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, were just, you know, like 4% or less. Now, colon and rectal cancer are, well, that was age adjusted. It's stomach cancer has gone up moderately. No, it's the only one that's gone down. Everything else has gone up, but especially lung and bronchus. They don't have cancer of the brain on here in this particular chart, so.
Dr. Sheila, you're saying that the cancer death rate is going up overall?
Yes.
So is there a percentage that you can interpolate, some, you know, at 4% in the 1930s?
It's the same thing. It's hard to interpolate, but it looks to me as if it has gone up from like 1% or 2% on some things to 30 to almost 40%. So yeah, it is strikingly greater than it was in 1930.
If you're saying that it was 1% and it's gone to 30%, that's 30 times the cancer rate.
Yep.
And that jives with what I've been feeling and seeing as I talk to people. I talk to lots of people, and you know, a lot of our instructors have family members who have very serious diseases, and it's impacting everything. Like for example, one of our instructors is in California, and he's a consultant, educated, bright guy. He's been on the radio with us. His wife has cancer, and it's impacting his ability to run his business. It's impacting his ability to be on the radio with us. It's he's now a caregiver, and it looks like he's going to be a caregiver for years. And there are many of us that are experiencing this at USA Prepares. So I'm seeing more. more and more of this every day, and that was why I brought this up. And these are not people who are ignorant. These are not people who are not paying attention. These are people who are trying to eat healthy and do the right thing, and they're still getting cancers.
Well, that's true. And, I mean, look at my wife, who did, expire 2 years ago of leukemia, despite even a healthier lifestyle than I have. So she hasn't traveled nearly as much as I have.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, Dr. Shealy. It seems to be a way of eliminating us, and it's very, very sad. So we need to eat right. We need to pay attention to what we're doing, and we need to eliminate all bad behavior, And I don't see any bad behavior in those that I know that have cancer right now. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norman Shealy, normashealy.com. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
When I was growing up, my mom and dad tried to teach me manners. And I'm looking on the internet, and there's a picture of this guy in the White House. And he's got his feet up on the desk. There's another picture of him, and he's in this leather chair. And I'm sure this chair costs us $5,000 in the White House. And he's leaning back on the back two legs of this very expensive leather chair. Here's another picture of him with his feet up on the desk. Here's one with him, and he's got his feet up on the coffee table. Dr. Shealy, I can't imagine you coming to my house and putting your feet up on the furniture. I can't imagine you rocking back in it.
I hope you would kick my arse if I did.
Well, you know,
I'd like to kick Alan out of the White House.
Well, this guy, I can't believe it. These are some of the country's finest heirlooms, the finest antiques. I mean, the presidential desk that this guy is sitting at with his feet up, and it's not just once. What are the people that are in the room thinking about him? Are they thinking that this guy is really showing signs of intelligence? Are they saying that this guy is showing signs of decorum, etiquette? Or are they thinking, who is this guy who we allowed in here to deface our furniture? Who is this guy?
The big problem. You know, I agree with you, of course. But this is just the tip of a thousand worse problems.
Well, I agree. And what I'm saying is, it's so blatant. There are a whole bunch of suits and dresses in the room where this guy is at the head of the table, and everybody's looking at this guy as if he knows something that no one else knows. I mean, his behavior is disgraceful. Disgraceful.
Well, I think it's treason, but you know, the bigger picture.
Sure. I know. I have no disagreement with you. What I'm just saying is, it's so in our face. It's so in our face, and I don't know. I'm going to post it on the website. When you go and look at these pictures of this man, it will bother you. It's not like he's taking his shoes off and he just has his stocking feet on our most valuable furniture in the United States of America. He's got his shoes on, and he's leaning back as if it's his. It's not his. It's ours. Oh, man. I hit my own button. Dr. Shealy, have an email. One of our class gets aches and pains in his finger joints, and it just comes, and then eventually it goes, and it happens at night, it happens during the day, it's just all of a sudden an ache. Is that fibromyalgia, or could
it be? No, not in the, just in the fingers?
In the joints of the hands and the wrist.
But yeah, but only in the hands. No, in general, fibromyalgia is sort of most of the body. The back, shoulders, you know, the chest, it's everywhere. Joints, if they're not swollen, if it's only pain, then it's probably just some form of osteoarthritis.
Okay. Is there something that can be done for this person?
Well, in general, I believe that osteoarthritis is the result of a wide variety of problems, such as imbalance between calcium and magnesium, usually a deficiency of magnesium, lack of vitamin D, lack of boron. Those are the big ones. And so if you don't have a good amount of those particular nutrients, then you get degenerative changes and inflammation almost anywhere.
And let's talk about, when we come back on the other side of this hour, where do we get calcium from for those of us, like me, who drink very little milk? Where would we get calcium from? Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. And Norm is in Norman, NormSHEALY.com. Free newsletter on his website. We'll be back after the top of the hour news and commercials.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for long and healthy life.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.